All right, guys. So this is Silence Vibes again, and we're doing a live podcast with some great co-hosts. I have four amazing co-hosts with me right now, and we have good energy going on, and we just want you guys to feel like the energy and be a part of what's going on. Good vibes, absolutely. So what we're going to talk about today is facade and what that means to you. And I think I'm going to let my first co-host start off, whoever wants to be first. If not, I'll start off. But let's just talk about the word facade and what you guys think. So whoever's ready, go for it.
I'll go. To me, facade is the way you make somebody feel after they leave your presence for the first time.
That's intense.
You feel me? So meaning, like, if you ain't never met nobody, never seen them, but just something about them, their facade, their aura, the way they make you feel. Like, because there's some people, you know what I'm saying, they leave you, you be like, they just slimy. They just got a slimy ass vibe. They ain't do nothing wrong to me. Nothing. Everything went right, but the minute they left, it's like, they made you think about something that you would have never, you know what I mean? It's something they said, or I don't know.
I think that's more of like a, and no, I just feel like facade to me is more of like when we talk about social media and we talk about politics, it's like, is George Bush really that George Bush that we don't like? Or is, yeah. Or is, you know, Silence Vibe really Silence Vibe? Or is Silence Vibe Sharifa? Or who is this person? Because are they the same or are they different? Because I portray myself to be different on social media because that I do that purposefully because nobody should see the true me. I think that's more of a facade. Kind of like you're dating a guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he might do something where you're like, oh my God, I didn't know I was in love with this person. Who is this person, right? Right,
JJ?
Yeah.
Love.
It's love.
right.
So it's just, I don't know. So it's interesting to have, we have two males here, and we're going to let them be alpha males because I feel that energy right now. So what are you going to say?
I don't know. I think facade is even just the character that you or somebody else is trying to portray or want you to believe that may not even be your true self.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people put up a facade or act more bold or a little bit outside of character just for show. But inside, they're insecure or they're sensitive or but they act real brave and tough, you know, shit like that.
And courageous and resilient, yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Right. But a lot of people
have filters because you gotta think about the people who don't do that. You gotta think about the people who just go to Instagram.
Well, like, I think facade,
everybody has a filter.
I think like facade is like your mask.
Yeah.
You know, it's
totally
what you want people to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's you take that mask off, there's a real you. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. I wonder if the mask is like what makes people like, is that your walls? Are those your bricks? Is it protection?
That's your defense mechanism.
Is it a guard?
Is, though. That's one reason.
It's a guard. It's
why
a guard.
I don't like social media because people put up a facade that, oh, they're living this gracious or this wealthy lifestyle. And then when you really see them, it's like they're not living who they really are. And sometimes that's why I don't like Instagram or what are the other ones? Twitter,
Snapchat.
Yeah, all of those. That's why I don't have those
because
but I'd rather you know me for who I am when you meet me versus seeing what you see on Facebook. Like you see a lot of people like at a concert, they're like, oh, how you been? They've been following you this whole time but don't really know you, but they know you because of so and I don't, that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
That's the facade that, like I see facade. Like front sometimes it's like just be you but people won't be themselves because they have everybody else on social media doing the same thing.
Yeah, and it's hard though, especially as a woman, especially as a black woman in America, it's difficult to not create this facade of I want weave or I want this and that when really I just want to be my natural African human being self. But it's just kind of like you're going with the grain, like the domino effect. Do you want to say something?
Right, but think about it, though. Social media is the platform where it allows you to be whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
That's why people's addicted to that, because...
Oh, right here.
The shirt is bad.
Because you can be whoever you want
to
fucking
be. You want to be and when you want. Yeah. And you can protect any time of the day. And you can
but
protect
what does that
whoever
do
you want
like
to protect.
Psychologically, at the end psychologically, of the day, what does that do to you? Every day you're like being someone that you're not.
Yeah.
And then
it does
you get further and further
from your
true
being.
And
that's why people
and you
get back
some people lose themselves.
Yeah.
That
that's why I don't really.
It takes you down a whole new path because it creates neurons and habits.
Older generation, I mean, with all this new age stuff, really, you know.
Say it again, please. Go back just a little. Go ahead. From you coming from an older generation, sometimes it's...
it's not live. It's not live.
It's just that with the new era, I mean, with the new people in today's age, like, you know, when you would step out and you meet somebody, you meet that person, and now it's social media. Look at me, I look like this, I'm glamorous.
Oh, you look different in person.
I'm whatever.
Yeah, and then
but
you meet them, and it's like,
as far as me going up to you, hey, how you doing? You know, my name is such and such, this and that is just, you know, everybody's putting all this different stuff on, like, Instagram, Facebook, like, this is who I am, and then you're like, is this really you?
Nope.
You know, and for me, that's hard for me to grasp, because I'm like, I am old school, and I
like
the
letters.
Old.
And the
love
letters.
Like the old.
Have you seen Insecure?
Yes,
there's
I love
this,
Insecure.
There's this one part when she went to go meet this guy, like at a little party or something. He was like, "Oh, you look so different."
Yeah.
I love that. And she's like, "Is that a good thing or a bad thing?" Like, but that's the whole point. Like, so some people expect, like, "Well, dude, your voice sounds so much different."
Yeah.
Like. No,
I don't like that.
We used to, like, in high school, like, before, like, almost, it actually started, like, when we were in high school.
I feel
school,
like we used to be ourselves.
In high school, we had
like
to remember
older,
numbers,
it,
and we had to, like,
start,
and
that
was, like,
your true personality.
The social media,
and
all this
the loop?
Changing.
Remember the loop?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Remember the loop? Hey, this is Sharifa. Like, that's
you gotta do my opening for me.
In the music, I guess.
Hey, Jimmy.
What was the other one?
No, you were good on AOL.
I love AOL.
It wasn't Facebook. What was it? Was it my page? What was it?
MySpace.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy about MySpace? MySpace actually taught us to build our own websites.
Yeah, it
is. You used to have to copy
your own codes and
all the different codes and stuff, and you know you learned how to build. Yeah, we did.
Now
we're
gonna let
somebody do that.
Yeah, anybody got time to do a background now?
Make it black. Make it type thing. Codes to get black. Like,
marquee this so your words will scroll across the screen.
Oh, see, I want my shit bold.
And then it like jumps. Remember the jump? I was, I loved.
Yeah, that was.
If you was fighting with somebody, you took
so I have a question.
This nigga, I ain't in the top five. All right.
I don't know if you
all right. Hey, my nigga, why you taking me out the top five, bro?
Stop it.
Why
you
want to
answer your question first?
You moved me down, bro. I was number three, now I'm number five.
The question is, why do you think.
Oh, so you're saying I'm your top seven.
For you personally. That you would put up a facade. Why would you put up a facade? What is your reasoning behind it? Why? The question is why.
I would be, well, the only reason why I would, because I don't want anybody to know me without knowing me.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why I don't really get on those other
social media.
Yeah, like if you really want to know me, what's wrong with us talking and speaking
face
in person?
Face. Yeah.
So if anything, the only facade you'll probably see is just like a smile here and there or something, but it's like, oh, she's really reserved or you know what I mean? But that's it, and that's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to know anything else unless
we're
that close.
For me, I've put up a facade only to protect my kids because I just feel like my kids, I don't want them to grow up in the society of what we are right now. And so it's really intense to raise a young black woman. And you're still learning how to be one. So if I were to put up a facade, any facade, it wouldn't be for myself. It would be for my kids.
Yeah.
And to protect them and to make sure that they're not seeing mommy wearing a crop top or piercings.
Let me ask you a question. Before you had kids, did you put up a facade?
Absolutely. Who wouldn't put up a facade?
For what, though?
Exactly. I think
you said it was for kids.
I think before kids. I mean, that's hard to say because I've had kids through most of my adult life, but... I think before kids, if I were to put up a facade, it would be a facade of not knowing who I was.
Yeah.
Like at that age, at that age, I didn't know who I was, mind, body, soul, and spirit.
And you naturally do.
And I was embarrassed. And naturally, you know that. You look in the mirror every day and you're like, this is me, this is who I am. We grew up with great parents. All of us here have great parents, especially really good mothers, and they taught us to be strong and confident with who we were. So I think that's the only facade I would put up if I didn't have kids.
What I think it is, a lot of it has to do with what you think society expects of such a act. Like how your demographic or your age and your brand of kid, young black male, whatever it is, young black female, you think this is how they expect you or how you're supposed to act. So you can even put on that facade, even with your little twist on it, but you still stay in that little box of what is expected of how your expected behavior.
Yeah.
But it's like, really, that's not, all of us are way fucking different.
Yeah, you know we are. What I'm saying? But and we all,
for a minute, we were stuck in that box, but it's starting to wake up a little bit. But.
Yeah.
The facade is slowly starting to fade away.
I think it's getting thicker. I think people like to live the fake fascist life. And it's sad because we don't have conversations like this a lot. And I think
once you start to realize what's important, the facade fades.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. For those that are woke, can you say that again, please?
Once you start to realize what's important, the facade fades.
Once you start to realize what's important, the facade fades. That's really powerful. So, I don't know if my guests are over this, but it's a little intense to be recorded in a normal, like, happy conversation.
But that's the message right there.
This is the message. And if anybody has any closing statements, no? For the people, I mean, people need us to motivate them. So, do you have anything to say? You're really motivating. Do you have anything to say? Am I putting you on the spot?
No.
Anybody over there?
Janine, should we feel like the same?
Are we? Yeah, we are. We're totally alpha females.
Yeah.
But that you weren't supposed to
say. You guys are the same. Edit my name out. But the difference is, Sharifa came out of her box.
Yeah I did. Janae's totally. She's still, and when she so comes out, she's going to be so
she's
powerful.
She's still figuring out what she can do still, and it's amazing. Like, when she all the way comes out of her box.
You're not supposed to be saying all right, guys, this is Silence Vibes again. This is episode. This is Facade. I've been waiting for a long time to kind of talk about this and be around a good group of people. So we're going to end this on this. Everybody's going to say bye and say their closing statements. No?
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Live with love and light.
Love and peace.
Love and peace. And I'm just going to say Silence Vibes is the shit. And we're going to go on that note. Everybody have a great weekend. And yeah, that was powerful.